you see the person right there? He was like, oh, this would have been a good top five sack of the night.
What do you mean?
Question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, tons of people pulled from.
Good evening, everyone. It's Dr. Sarah Russo. We're in the sack tonight. I got my co-host, Heather. And I think I almost have a new co-host in Jared, my new 21-year-old friend. A lot's been going on this week. It's been a crazy week. We had Jared's birthday on Saturday.
That was a blast.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I don't remember much, but what I do was
did you
awesome.
Put a lot of girls in your sack out that evening?
I couldn't. The night, I was a little too far gone. Dave was my ride home. But trust me, that was my first night out. I had a great taste of what the future has in store for me.
Jared had some moves.
Ew, he
does. I got some moves. Let's say
I can't wait to see later.
I don't know if Jared remembers. I went out and danced with random people for the heck of it.
Oh.
I brought the
dance
songs.
You usually do.
I like to bring. I think we're going to be dancing a little bit later here, you know. But it's been a crazy week. A lot's going on for actually the SAC app. This morning we were on Maddie in the Morning on Kiss 108. That was awesome. I mean, that was an honor to actually be on such a legendary show.
That's big.
I don't know if either one of you heard it yet.
I didn't. Sorry, guys. I was sleeping.
My co-host did not hear it, but I will be sending her the link later.
I can't wait to listen to it.
We would really like to get... I don't think Maddie would come on, but I think maybe Kendra would. So we're going to...
She would.
I think we should get Kendra, the
well,
producer.
Well, we had the Billy lookalike on.
Yeah, we did. We had Billy Costa wannabe, so... Maybe Billy Costa would want to come on since he was absent today, learning about the sack. Well, anyway, this week also I have joined we started a 5,000 pets challenge, and I'm challenging you, Boston, to get out there and send at the sack app on Twitter or the sack app 2, the number 2. You're going to send us your selfies, and if you're hashtagging, wrap it, hashtag 5,000 challenge, hashtag safer online dating, and hashtag get tested. We are looking for people to send us selfies. I'm working with an ex-playmate, Corey Fettman. She's a divorce lawyer. Life is short, get a divorce is her billboard, which is kind of funny about something else we're going to talk about a little later in this show. And then we're working with One Condoms, who I've been working with since I pretty much launched this summer, thanks to Arthur Kaner. And then we are also working with Price Date Online. They're a dating service. So our goal is to get you people's tested and get 5,000 people's tested. We have big prizes coming. A lot more is coming out this week about it. So what do you guys think of that?
Everyone should be tested. Yearly. No matter what.
It's a good decision. It won't hurt. What's bad to come from it? I mean, I guess a bad result. But other than that, it's worth it.
Well, a lot of people, too, they don't think it's going to happen to them. I mean, not to be serious tonight, but a lot of people just be like, I'm not going to use a condom. And, I won't get herpes. But
and that's how teenage pregnancy happens.
Or a pregnancy. And that's what the SAC app is tracking. Yep. Right?
Welcome to the SAC.
Welcome to the SAC app. So,
safe fun.
So send your selfies, people, to at the SAC app or the SAC app, too, on Instagram, and that would be really exciting. So, I don't know. What do you guys think of all that? Do you guys have friends that you could get to send me some selfies?
I got some friends. I need to get a Twitter going. I don't use that much. But I got Instagram.
Well, couldn't you just, send me a picture of yourself?
I could, definitely. I could take a selfie right now.
And I can send it.
You just took a selfie.
Kind of.
We did, but we're all not going to. Well, I mean.
It was a group. As was a selfie, it was a groupie.
Plus, with more than one person, it does happen. So,
you get tested together.
Definitely happens. Heather, anything interesting going on in your dating life this week?
In my dating life, lots of losers.
Lots of losers.
Lots of losers. Absolutely nothing fun happening.
What constitutes that? A lot of people do use online dating. That's why we're actually doing the safer online dating. What do you think about people, who go on websites that... Have you ever found, I've done the websites before. Jared's too young for that.
I have.
I've considered it, but I'm not.
But we've done that before, and people pretend that they're married. And that's sick to me. That's falsification. It's not cool.
So I mean, the ring is not a turn on.
The ring
girls,
has disappeared.
I thought some girls would look for that. Like, ooh,
what do you think of men that show up to the bars without that?
So what, they pretend they're not married, but they really are?
Right.
No.
No. There's some athletes out there, I think, that I've met along the way that pretended that they were. You know what I mean? Nothing happened, but you kind of catch them. And
all right, well, I'll take off my ring since you think that right now. I'm just kidding. I don't got a ring on.
You must be from Canada. Yeah, they get married early.
Really young?
Really young. I don't know. Online dating is kind of...
It's tricky.
What do you think?
I think it's tricky. You don't necessarily know what you're going to get into.
No.
You have to... You gotta make them send you selfies, find their Facebook. You gotta be a little bit of an FBI detective.
You have to be a detective. Like, you have to, like, unfortunately go and check all that out.
It's true. You don't know what you're getting into. You don't know if they're real people, unfortunately.
That's true.
Yeah, it's definitely a step up from Craigslist. I'm guessing
men
searching women.
You're kind of right about
men.
That.
It's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we know where he's looking for people.
No.
What's going on, Craigslist?
No, I've never...
Jared turned 21 and went to Craigslist for a date.
Oh, yeah, that's how I roll.
Craigslist killer.
And then he put it in the SAC app because he had three things going on that evening. Track who you SAC.
No, I've never used a dating site or Craigslist. Me and my friend used to go on Craigslist and just like laugh at shit because it's fucking bizarre, crazy.
People are bizarre.
Stuff.
Yeah,
definitely. Speaking of dating, though, I actually got the opportunity and the honor of talking to Noel Biederman this past week about Ashley Madison. He's the CEO of Ashley Madison. Speaking of cheating and everything, so they sent us a commercial, and I love to run it for them. So we're gonna go to the commercial right now. We're gonna come back, and we're gonna talk about my interview with Noel. Other than my wife, Ashley Madison's right. I'm looking for someone other than my wife. Other than my wife, Ashley Madison's right. I'm looking for someone other than my wife. Other than my wife, Ashley Madison's right. All right, we're back. That commercial, you guys haven't seen it yet, but when you watched the replay, it was hilarious. It's about a bunch of men, and they want to cheat. And I was doing some research backwards, and Boston was one of the first markets that actually had Noel's company, Ashley Madison, advertising here on AAF, WECN, and stuff like that back in the day. Probably like 2008. So, and they didn't get a lot of complaints about it. But Noel did have a lot of problems getting a Super Bowl commercial out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Which was a great tactic as a business plan, I thought.
All the
because
football fans.
The rejected commercials for a Super Bowl, right? People are going to hear that you were rejected from a commercial, and you're going to grow online. And
a lot of the best ones are rejected. They're
That's
so hilarious that they can't even be shown on TV.
Right, and it doesn't cost them anything. So that's how much of a genius you can kind of find that he is with business and everything. What do you think of their tagline? Life is short. Have an affair.
I can't agree. I'm sorry.
Humans could be monogamous. Is that the word?
Monogamous is the word.
I don't know. See, that's one of those weird things that humans, I don't know, we're just strange. So I don't know. Life is short. People can be on to each his own, but obviously have to be a good person, you know.
Well, the more I find, and I'm a little bit older than you guys, but I look just as good as them, right? So the more I find in the dating world, cheating is real, and it does happen. I mean, it definitely happens. It's a great alternative to divorce, and when I was talking to Noel, we're going to get the voice bit eventually, Mr. Larkin. So we're going to get that video of him eventually. But he did say it is an alternate to divorce, and he's like, it's a safe environment to be dating in. And the reason is because if you're cheating on somebody in the workplace or you're cheating on Facebook, you're bound to get caught. And I agree with that. What do you guys think of that?
I agree.
You're going to get caught.
Damn sneaky if you're
especially in the workplace because somebody's going to be jealous of your position anyway. So they're going to rat you out eventually.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people now, the older generation, generation, they're finding people that they went to high school with on Facebook.
Yep.
And they're contacting them, and that's how they're cheating on their spouses.
Like the old flame.
Yeah. They're trying to find their old Chris Brown Usher.
Yeah,
they're trying to find their old high school flames, and finding them on Facebook, and that's how they're doing it. I don't agree with it, but I think it happens. It does happen.
So I don't think Ashley Madison's actually doing anything wrong, because it does happen. It's a great business idea. They're not promoting infidelity. They're actually giving you a safe environment to have it happen. And a lot of it is females. I think they told me like 49% of the female population are going to them.
Huh. That's
from what I recall. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, infidelity happens.
Yeah, it's human nature. You could say that.
I think it happens more, like you said, like with social media, with Twitter and everything. It's bound to happen.
Yeah.
That's why I stay single. but the main reason a lot of them were using it, it wasn't because they weren't happy at home. It wasn't because they didn't like their kids. They love their life with their wife, their children, the house, their money. They don't want a divorce. They're just unhappy in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So that's where the breakdown kind of comes down. Do you guys have opinions on that, though? Like,
yeah, I think that is a lot of the problems, is that they are happy. They're happy with the whole roundabout of their life, and it's just this one little portion. And I think both sides, the wife and the husband, can see that, and they just, you know, they kind of, a lot of times, either the wife or the husband kind of look in the other direction when the infidelity does happen.
Especially with social media and being like, you know, a lot of women and men are at work a lot more than they are at home now, and that does happen, and it's unfortunate, but it is realistic, and I mean, I don't know, this is my opinion, you guys.
I'm not.
After, like, being the same person over and over again for 10 years, it's going to get boring.
It's
so
like
how do you kind of keep that?
Free pass, right? Each gets one free pass, look away, pretend I didn't see that.
I don't know.
Go back to your normal life.
Yeah. I think also another interesting thing I thought of when we were going to talk about this was that one of the things on one of the last shows we talked about was the top 10 things people like, and it was the swinging. And I think a lot of couples, they get into swinging, and I think this is probably another way people will do it, is they'll go on there, they'll find someone else, and then they start doing swinging and stuff.
Well, that's so true. And like Noel actually said during the thing, he said, but a lot of people don't want to actually have that conversation at home, like, honey, I'm not sexually satisfied in the bedroom, so let's bring in somebody else.
Yeah.
So that's why they cheat instead.
That'd be very truthful and honest of a... If relationship had that mutual honesty, that'd be pretty...
Definitely,
you know, well off. I think some crazy shit would happen, and they'd stay happy, and, you know, they'd probably grow old together and stuff with some crazy stories.
I mean, and it's so true. I mean, they were telling me they have 15 million users here in the U.S., 30 million globally, and they're expanding right now to, like, countries that are, like, not into that, like India. I believe Turkey was one of them. So they have a huge market, and, like, especially in India, he said, like, he had a lot of women were interested in that. Kind of, like, sexually repressed almost, or, like, they get killed or...
I was going to say, don't do that in the Middle East. Maybe they need that more, because they get caught, they'll get stoned.
Yeah.
The women over there, but that's messed up.
I don't know. It's just, it's kind of crazy and the things that happen, but I don't know. Swinging is a great option because you can use that in the SAC app, by the way. I just wanted to mention that because we do have this love with more than one person option. Right?
Yeah.
That's a goal.
There's a lot of options in there. There's a lot of good goals and all that about that going forward. So, well, anything else you guys have for tonight?
I think there's an interesting website. It's messed up, but at the same time, it's like, it's not that bad.
It's not messed up, though. I don't think it. The more I find out.
It's just, what's the point of it? Do what it takes to be happy and not ruin your whole life. Just, you know, just be human, right? We're all human.
In nature, we're all human, but I think that, I don't think it's going to ruin your life. I think.
No, you won't get caught with it, right? Isn't that the whole idea?
Definitely. I told someone about it that's married, and they didn't seem, their response to it was not as appalled as I thought it would be, I guess. They
not
were
anymore.
Like,
not in our society anymore.
No. They were just like, oh, huh. And I was like, as a female that's married with children, I thought she would be like upset about it. Would be like, oh,
definitely like the separate life kind of aspect of that. But I don't know about the cheating if it was me. Actually, Noel said, like, him and his wife are happily married. They're not cheating or anything. He saw a business opportunity. He was a sports lawyer, actually, and over in Europe. And he was seeing a lot of the guys, like, in Italy, he said, that were cheating. You know, like, a wife wanted to come see somebody in Italy, but he gets the phone call in the middle of the night. She can't come, you know. So, I mean, if there is a market for it, I think it's a brilliant business idea.
Yeah, the guy hit the jackpot.
He gets a lot of bad feedback. Like, people, like, go after him. I watched a couple of shows. Like, there was an old clip of Tyra Banks where people are like, I'm going to come down there and kill you.
Was it?
No, dude, sure. You cannot.
Is any publicity is good publicity? Is that what they say?
He's great at publicity. I'm very smart. Very smart. I really like his Bill Clinton room. We'll have to put up a picture of that. He's got a big picture of Bill Clinton behind him in a big executive office. So.
He sounds
what a
smart.
Spokesman.
I mean, I wish we had that interview. He's so intelligent. And I think Boston, I date, Heather dates. I find a lot of people want to cheat. So I think Noel, great market here. So if you want Heather and I to help you out down here in the U.S., we're all for it.
Yep.
Definitely.
We're all about the dating scene around here. All
right. Definitely. All right. Well, on other news, we will be selling, hopefully midweek, I'm good in the Sack t-shirts. They're going to be $9.99 on our website, thesackapp.com. So hopefully, if you're good in the Sack, you might want a nice t-shirt. Or if you're really good in the Sack, you're going to download the SAC app tonight. Tonight, you're going to download that on iTunes or Google Play. Right? I think everybody should.
Yeah.
Even if you're making out or having an oral event, it's a good little device to have.
Things worth remembering, right?
You don't know what might
You want to know when, what day, so you never forget it.
In case you get a cold sore.
I was just going to say, you don't know what might happen from that oral event.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you guys next week. Thank you, Heather. As always, and Jared. It's always a pleasure having you on my show. All right? Have a good night. Keep on stacking.
Peace. How was
dance it out?
Dance it out.